Hey everybody, it's the Other Ones Too here, or as you'll learn later in the show, I may also go by a different name. However, I just wanted to let you know, before we get into it, this show is not necessarily aimed at children, more aimed at the parents. So if you do have little ones in the room, I will make a statement now claiming I do not claim to hold back any vulgar things or profanity or anything. I have children of my own, but see, I don't record this around them. So I do tend to talk like I'm talking to adults in the show. Just so you know, just throwing it out there. Because you should probably know. You're going to hear some cuss words every once in a while. Not really for the faint of heart. I do make some jokes, some cracks, some puns, some, you know, comments that may not be for the faint of heart. And if you don't like it, you can always email me. Let me know. Or, I guess you could just not to. And then I won't know. And I won't do anything about it because you didn't tell me. See? But no, in all honesty, it's probably not going to stop me even if you do email me. But, just wanted to give you a fair warning. Now let's get on with the show. Thanks, bye. I mean, well, not bye, because, yeah. Snap, click, pop, zip. Welcome to another episode of Dadvice. I'm the Other Ones. And you're here with me now, so that's a good thing, right? I think so. So for our episode today, we're going to talk about zips, snaps, clips, all those fun things that you have on children's clothes and baby's clothes, specifically baby's clothes. Choosing between the zippers, the buttons, the snaps, the clips, it's always fun to determine which one you like the best. This episode will be kind of biased since it is my show and it's based on my opinion. Yeah, that sounds kind of rude. But hey, it is what it is. In all honesty, this is just my basic rundown of what I feel is the better one out of all of them. Personally, I'm going to start off by telling you guys, I hate the damn snaps. I think the snaps and the buttons and the clips and all those little, click together little one by one things. I always find myself getting to the end and realizing, oh, I'm off by one. I have to undo them all and start again. Talk about frustrating, right? Oh well, what can you do? So, if you haven't guessed it by now, you know which one my favorite is. The zipper one. That's right, the zipper one. Now, the reason I like the zipper one so much is because it's very quick, very convenient, very easy. However, I have noticed something about that. They tend to only put the zipper ones on the long sleeves, on the fleece ones, on the the onesies that have like all of the onesies that have all the material, the hot ones basically. So it's unfortunate that they don't put a zipper style on the short sleeve, because I do live where it is like extremely hot. In the room where I'm recording right now, it's probably about 165 degrees, hence why my seasons are so short, because I do it in the garage so far. Yeah, get that, Not only can you make podcasts using Anchor, and here's again another shout out to Anchor, not only can you make podcasts for free using Anchor, but you can do it from your garage. It's 165 degrees in there. Hence the time frame for my shows. There really isn't much to talk about when it comes to snaps, clips, buttons, and zippers. So, with that being said, I think today's a short episode. But I'll be back with you guys with more tomorrow. So, and don't forget, stick around after the part of the show where, of course, somebody has to make money. So, advertising comes along after the advertising. Stick around for today's tip. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you again soon. Okay, everybody, it's that time again. You know it. Advertising. Gotta make that money somehow, right? Okay, well, today's advertising is kind of, I know it's repetitive because you just heard my recording about Anchor, but now you're gonna hear my recording about me, so it's a little different, I guess. Today, I'm plugging myself. Yes, that's right, I'm plugging my damn self, okay? It's coming out of the woodworks. You guys ready for it? In episode one, I told you about a guy named Floodfub. Well, that's me. I'm actually Floodfub, you know? So, see how that worked? Yeah. Surprise! Woo! I bet you didn't see that one coming. Anyways, the point is, I need to plug my own stuff here. Since I happen to be doing my own podcast, I might as well make my own plugs for my own advertisements. So, this one goes out to me. Floodfub, Fluddfub, as in fun, loving, understanding, don't care, forever, for real. Phone just vibrated, which was horrible. Understanding again, maybe, I guess. And B, with a B, boy, like Fluddfub. Fluddfub, Fluddfub. Now, the reason I say this so many times is because you got to get my email, fluddfub@gmail.com, in order to get a hold of me. If you write me an email, let me know what's going on through your heads when you're listening to my sections and my segments and my comments and all my stories and all my, you know, rambling. And you let me know what you want me to talk about next. Now, you do this for me, and I will talk about it for you. I will do all the research I need to do. I'll answer any questions I have to do. And I'll find out anything you request. Because why not? Let's have some fun with it. So I'm going to do an interactive podcast. It's called Dadvice. Advice for dads, from dads. And, of course, moms, too. So don't be left out. If you're a mom and you want to throw some advice. If you don't have kids and you want to throw some advice, let me know you don't have kids first. So I can warn everybody else. Hey, this is from somebody that doesn't have kids. Because it's a little different when you got kids. I'm just going to throw that out there. It's a little bit different when you got kids. You will understand what I mean if or when you have them. But hey, if you're just listening to hear my voice, that's good too. I can get down with that, so no worries. Also, if you're going to hit me up on my email, you might as well buy some of my merchandise. I've got smoking tokens, face cases, stashies, and hippie britches. Now, a smoking token is a hot pad for your smaller, anything besides a pan or a pot, you know, basically. I use them for, well, let's just say it. I use them for my medical marijuana, for the pipes that I use to set them on because they get hot, and then you set them on it, or your dab straws or whatever, you set it on it and it won't burn anything. They're heat resistant up to 650 degrees and last a lifetime. Very decorative, very awesome. You should get your hands on some. They're very cheap too, $5 a piece. Hippie britches, $10 a piece. These are little knapsacks, little, you know, handheld sacks for your pipes. I will send you pictures of these if you email me too, since this isn't a YouTube video, it's more of a podcast, you know, so just talking about it right now. The stashies are things that look like normal items, flashlights, chargers, batteries, things like that. They're hidden stash containers as well. And the face cases are my brand of boxes, stash boxes, that are made to look like animals, faces, things like that. And they all have a face somewhere in them. Every one of them does. And each one of those is made from 100% donated and recycled materials. Yes, materials you would normally find in the trash, broken things, pieces of things. I take them all and make something out of it so that we don't have as much waste on this planet, because that is one of my biggest pet peeves, is the amount of garbage we produce and the amount of garbage we don't do anything about on this planet besides bury it. Burying it doesn't break it down. Burying it doesn't do anything besides harm the planet. Let's burn it like the people in Singapore. Let's burn it and get rid of it in a way that doesn't even produce any toxic smoke or anything, because they incinerate it at such a high degree temperature and then they filter it out and there's no residual side effects. They take the ash from it and they've built an island in the middle of the ocean with it where they actually pull all their trash to do all this process with in the first place. Absolutely amazing. So let's take a step from them and let's clean up our planet and not make it worse, right guys? If you're all with me on that, that's even better. Anyways, my rambling has come to an end. Fluddfub, Fluddfub@gmail.com. It's hot in here, so I'm gonna let you go. I'll get back to you after this with my tip. Stay tuned for my tip. Just the tip. Just kidding. Okay, so, welcome back once more. I know you just heard me, but now you're going to hear me again. Hope that's okay. I know you like the sound of my voice. At least I do. Sometimes. Most of the time. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Anyways, let's get right into it. Today's tip of the day is, you've guessed it, about snap, crack, pop, zip. Whatever the hell it was. Whenever I say that, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is, of course, snap, crackle, pop. Rice Krispie treats. Now, Rice Krispie treats are a really wonderful treat to have when it's kind of cold out or something like that, because the marshmallows are all sticky and gooey. You know, the marshmallows all sticky and gooey and everything, but one of my favorite treats, and this is coming from somebody again who lives where it's very hot, very very hot, in Arizona, in some of Arizona. And one thing I do with my kids is give them frozen fruit, frozen grapes, frozen blueberries. Things like that that have been thrown in the freezer are a really wonderful treat in the summertime when it's hot. It gets them hydrated, especially frozen orange slices. Frozen oranges get you hydrated. Frozen watermelon's also really good. Put all that water back in your kids, because you know, just like I do, my kids don't like to drink water at all. They don't want to do it. So this is a good way to get them to get some extra hydration back into their system. Also, if you want to do popsicles, don't think that every popsicle is bad. There are sugar-free popsicles out there. I have found them. They're made by Popsicle, the actual popsicle company. Look for them. There's some sugar-free ones. They're like a dollar more than the regular ones. It's totally worth it, because then they don't have all that sugar and all the hype and all the crash and all the drama that comes with all that. You know how that is. So that's my tip for you today. Hey, I want you guys to know something. I really appreciate you tuning in and listening. Every time I get a new listener, it just melts my heart, makes me feel good again. So, thank you all for being here with me. And until next time, I'm The Other Ones Too. And we'll see you around. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day.